USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC has announced drug overdose deaths surged by 30% during the first year of the pandemic, with Black and Native American communities being hit the hardest. Fentanyl has accelerated the crisis, and since President Biden's open border policy, the abundance of fentanyl in America has seen the black market price drop dramatically. Dr. Edward Chapman, a physician in Washington, D.C., tells PBS ODs continue to climb in his area.
And then we saw another 4 or 5% increase between 20 and 21. So our overall increase since 2019 has been about 50%.
Hunter Biden's lawyers insist he's divested from a 10% stake in a Chinese government-linked company, but refuse details of the sale. Chinese business records still list Hunter Biden as an owner of the Chinese investment firm BHR Partners. USA Radio News.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? The 2022 Proof Silver Eagle coin sold out at the U.S. Mint almost immediately, but a recent stash has hit the market. That's right. Brand new 2022 coins in collector quality proof condition. Each 1 ounce pure silver coin bears the iconic W Mint mark for the West Point Mint, rarely seen on coins today. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of these special American Silver Eagles are available. Just call 1-800-895-7267 and you are guaranteed a 2022 W Proof Silver Eagle. These are sold out at the U.S. Mint. You must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-895-7267. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping and a bonus Collector Patriots Pack. Over a $33 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure your new 2022 W American Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-895-7267.
Summertime brings the usual suspects to the forefront.
Dangerous temperatures are being felt from California to Massachusetts, with more than 120 million Americans under excessive heat warnings or advisories. The National Weather Service said that more than 60 new record highs will be set across 20 states by the end of the week. As of Tuesday, 85 large fires were burning more than 3 million acres in 13 states, according to the National Interagency Fire Center. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Vice President Mike Pence and his former boss President Trump will hold dueling rallies in Arizona on Friday as they stump for rival candidates. An elections director in Washington State's King County says her office is asking the sheriff's office to investigate people who put signs near ballot boxes warning that they were under surveillance. USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
The Pentagon announced that the United States is now in the hypersonic missile club as of Tuesday. The medium-range hypersonic missile was launched from the back of a Marine Corps logistics truck at the White Sands Missile Range in New Mexico. The Lockheed Martin project flies over 5 times the speed of sound. Senator Kevin Cramer, the Republican from North Dakota on Newsmax, he's sounding the alarm that the Chinese are buying up American farmland. One purchase by Chinese group Fufeng is within 12 miles of the strategic Grand Forks Air Force Base.
So the first review process is actually just that, a review. They have to do it within 45 days, and you can actually expedite that even. Once a review is done and the review, you know, reveals certain things, certain threats perhaps, or a risk assessment of some sort, it can then go to another 45-day investigation. If that investigation demonstrates that the mitigation of risks would either be difficult, costly, impossible, the president can then review it for his own 15 days, and then the president can determine whether or not the, as Sarah said, whether or not the investment should be allowed to go forward. I think the first review is all that will be necessary, quite honestly, because local officials could take it from there.
Two startup space companies in California, Relativity Space and Impulse Space, announced Tuesday they are teaming up to launch the first commercial mission to Mars. That'll be taking place in 2024, years before the first potential trip by SpaceX. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.